I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 29th, 2020. The Document Foundation has released version 6.4 of LibreOffice, and two of the key themes being highlighted with this release are performance improvements throughout the open source suite and increased file compatibility with Microsoft Office products. But the project does caution that the new release is targeted towards early adopters and technology enthusiasts, and suggests that those looking for a more robust and better tested platform should continue to use the longer established 6.3 branch of the Office suite. After a year in development and featuring a major rewrite of the replication engine, iX Systems has released FreeNAS 11.3. The new engine supports automatic resumption after failure, provides up to 10 times the throughput previously available, and is delivered along with a new wizard that makes setting up local or remote replication scenarios a straightforward task. In less welcome BSD-related news, researchers at Qualys have uncovered a severe vulnerability in OpenSMTPD. Although originally developed as part of the OpenBSD project, the simple and lightweight mail transport daemon has seen increasing use not only in other BSD platforms, but also Linux. The vulnerability, discovered by Qualys, appears to have been present in the codebase since 2018, and allows either a remote or local user to execute commands in the root shell simply by submitting a malformed email message to the daemon. The project has already patched the issue, and users are being advised to check that their installations are fully up to date. Despite years of neglect by Mozilla, users refused to let Thunderbird die and kept funding its development. This led to work actively restarting on the project a couple of years ago, and now Mozilla has announced that it's spinning the project out into a separate subsidiary organization. The move frees Thunderbird from prior constraints and will allow it to pursue more commercial partnerships in order to fund future product and service developments. It's been an exciting couple of days for game developers, with both the Unity and Godot projects releasing new versions of their game engines. And although it still fails to deliver its long-promised Linux editor, the Unity engine does now include Linux support for the scripting backend and also adds some features that will help developers build code to target Google's Stadia platform. But it's the Godot engine that's really delivered on new features with its release, and it's managed to do so while remaining largely backwards compatible. And the project has also announced that the new version will gain long-term support status. Now that's good and bad. Good for developers, but bad for Linux end users. Developers won't immediately be pushed into adopting the Vulkan-based rendering technologies due to be introduced with the upcoming version 4 of Godot's engine. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/91. We'll be back tomorrow.